acknowledge Chief Sharon Papa, who's acting as our master of ceremonies today, and the Los Angeles Police Department Honor Guard, who we got to see and hear from in just a few moments ago, the LA Police Concert Band, who's always here with us, and of course, the members of the Metropolitan Division SWAT, who were there. Let's give them all a big hand, and Father Michael McCullough.
Thank you.
It's always important to begin with a prayer. Good morning, everybody. No, that's not good enough. Good morning, everybody. And what a beautiful Los Angeles morning it is. Assistant Chief Papa just took the time to recognize the elected leaders in the audience today. Let me acknowledge the members of the City Council who played such an important role in this effort and in every effort when it comes to public safety. Please give them a big hand, the members of the Los Angeles City Council. Over the last several years, we've seen this department cast away the weight of a dark chapter in Los Angeles history, from an era where tales of corruption tarnished the department's reputation, where community members accused our men and women in uniform of excessive force, where the sacred trust between the people of Los Angeles and our police force was in dire need of repair. But our department has emerged from under that dark cloud. We've inaugurated an era of reform. We've shed the weight of the past and transformed this department into the strongest, most well-equipped, most respected police force this city has ever seen. But as we know, as one of our most beloved presidents once said, peace is a strenuous process, gradually changing opinions, slowly eroding old barriers, quietly building new structures. Well, President Kennedy was right. This has indeed been a strenuous process. And while we have not reached the end yet, today we can celebrate great progress. Today we can celebrate the changed perceptions and opinions about our police department. A change in opinion that has released our officers from under the thumb of federal oversight. A change in opinion that has earned them the reputation as the national model for smart policing. Today we can celebrate the breaking down of old barriers that once existed between our communities and our men and women in uniform. Today, they see each other not as adversaries, but as partners. Today, we have the most diverse police department in our history, the most diverse command staff that we have ever seen. Today, as we celebrate the opening of this magnificent new building, we remember how far our police department has come, the progress it has made, and the professionalism it exudes. This new headquarters is emblematic of what our department is in this new era. As this department is more accountable and transparent than at any time in our history, this building was designed to be open and inviting, with sprawling spaces and lush green lawns. And this department plays an active, positive role in the community. This building is truly the house that the people of LA have built. It was built by talented men and women under our local hire program. 30% of the people that worked on this building live here in the city of Los Angeles. As this department built its force to record levels, thanks first and foremost to the taxpayers of this city. This building was constructed to provide space for more than 2,300 people, with room to house the most up-to-date data and communications technology. And on this beautiful, warm, no hot, sunny day, you can clearly see the mirror image of City Hall reflected on the window panes of the city's police headquarters. It's a reflection of the fact that this building belongs to the people, a reflection of the shared commitment we have with our men and women in uniform who put their lives on the line each day, keep our city and our neighborhood safe. And today, let me remind you, this city is safer than at any time since 1954. Isn't it fitting that for the first time in 54 years, the reformed LAPD, the LAPD whose officers you know from your community, the LAPD who you see as a friend, a partner, and not as an adversary, that LAPD, the new LAPD, has its first headquarters in 54 years. But do not be mistaken. The road to peace has not been easy for the LAPD. The road has been paved with hardship and has demanded sacrifice. I know that each of you here have experienced this firsthand on the job. And let me say to the men and women in uniform who are here today, there is almost nothing more difficult than losing a fellow officer. We will always be grateful to the men and women in uniform who gave their lives to protect our city. And as a memorial to them and the ultimate sacrifice that they gave here, we have, with the help of the Police Foundation, and let me acknowledge the members of the Police Foundation who are here with us today, have erected a memorial to them and the ultimate sacrifice that they gave. Situated on the roof is a garden to reflect and remember the brave guardians of our society who run towards life-threatening danger when others are running from it. Our protectors who sacrifice their lives, ensuring their safety and the security of our neighborhoods. Very few people know what it truly means to have the courage to put on that blue uniform every day and unflinchingly march forward in the face of danger. Yet on a daily basis, the officers memorialized here did just that. And on a daily basis, the officers of this department continue to do just that. You are the foundation on which the police headquarters was built. You are the ones whose everyday acts of courage have changed the opinions and slowly eroded the barriers. Quietly built a new department that makes this city safer, stronger, and more united in the pursuit of peace. I want to say how proud I am to be here with you, to be your mayor at this time in our city's history, a time when we enjoy the tremendous diversity of the many communities, a time when we've been more united than in any time that I can remember. It is indeed an honor to be here. I want to end with something about my friend Bill Bratton. Every time I get the opportunity to stand before you, I like to acknowledge him, his leadership, his steadfast professionalism, his understanding that nobody is above the law, not a police officer, not a politician, not a priest, and that there's no contradiction in enforcing the law, but also respecting the rights of the people that we serve. Bill, I want to thank you for your service. I want to thank Jim Hahn, my friend, the former mayor, for having the courage to hire you, I want to say to you that we're going to miss you, that I know that you'll be back, but the important thing is you have served this city with distinction. Thank you all so much.